Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Tet of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and we're on daf Chaf Tet, where the Yud Ches Amid Beis. Yud Ches Amid Beis. We're by the Masav. It's about 2, 4, 6, 8 line, not 9 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we said that Rav and Rav Chanina both said that Megillas Tainis is bottled. There were days when you were not allowed to fast because they were like mini holidays. That's all bottled. You can fast whenever you want. Except, we're going to learn now, Chanukah and Purim. Otherwise, any other one of those days from Megillas Tainis is bottled. They no longer apply. That's what Rav and Rabbi Chanina said yesterday. Now we're going to get to Kasha on that. Why? What's the Kasha? And one more thing. Any days that are fast days today used to be Yomim Tovim. They were during the second Beis HaMikdash, they were Yomim Tovim. Right? So first of all, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the days mentioned in there became Batel, and the Yomim Tovim became fast days. Those days, like Tzom Gedalia. That now it's a fast day. During the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was a Yontif. What?
He wasn't killed.
What? No, the second Beis HaMikdash, I said.
He wasn't killed after the second Beis
HaMikdash. No, he wasn't. He was killed in the first.
That's right. He was killed in the first.
So it was a tzara for a certain amount of time. Second Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Why is it a tzara? Second Beis HaMikdash is standing right here. So.
Why was it a yontif? Celebrating his.
Yeah, because it reverted to a yontif. And then when he died, it went back to a fast day. Didn't we say that yesterday?
Yeah.
We said that already.
Tishra would be the same.
Tishra, I'm not sure about.
I'm not sure.
There's a dispute whether or not they fast the Tishra and Seker. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's off topic. It's hard enough without this. So, okay. So he said that they said Rath and Rabbi Chanina said Megillas Tainis is batel. So Mosiv, Rav Acha Bar Huna. Listen to this. B'tzlas of Tishrei on the third day of Tishrei, B'telas Ad Karta Minshtaria. They got rid of the din, or not the din, they got rid of the custom of putting Hashem's name into shtaros. Stam shtar, Reuven Hashem with $100, they put Hashem's name in there. On the third of Tishrei, they got rid of that. What's the background between, that's the yontif. What's the background to that? Shagazer machas yovan gezeira. The Greeks made a decree. Shalo lahazker shem shemem al piyem. You couldn't mention Hashem's name. And ukishagavra machas chashmonoi. And when the chashmonoim were successful, v'natchum, and defeated them, Hiskinu, the Meir Takana, Shiyahu, Maskirin, Shem Shamayim, that you should mention Hashem's name, right, to swing the pendulum the other way, Afilu B'shtaros, even in the shtar, V'kach Hayu Kosvin, this is what they would write, V'shnas Kach V'kach, in such and such a year, L'yochan Kor Gadol, L'kel Elyon, right, they'd write that in a shtar, they're doing it in a shtar. Anyway, U'kishashamu Chachamim B'davar, when the Chacham heard this, Amru, they said, Lamachar, tomorrow, right? So Lamachar doesn't mean tomorrow. It also means later in life, right? Lamachar, later in life it's going to happen, that Zeh Peretz Chovo, Shimon's going to pay the $100, Venim to Maskar, Mutu Ba'ashpa. You're going to throw it in the garbage, that shtar. What do I need it for? Not only that, he's going to ask for it back. I don't want you to come collect again, right? So give me that shtar back. I'll throw it in the garbage. Ubitlum, and so they got rid of that. What kind of thing was that? They got rid of that. They got rid of that minug.
Who says the skinu? Who is that?
What?
Like the chachamim said the skinu. The skinu sheyem askirim sheyem shemayim.
Right. They made a takana. Anybody that writes a document.
The chachamim heard that they like it.
Right. So they thought it over. I'm not going to show who made the gzera. The chacham said this is a mistake. I understand your sentiment. You said the bediz to mention Hashem's name. We weren't allowed to do that for a few years. I understand the sentiment, but that's the wrong way to go about it. It's going to lead to a big kilkel. They made a yontif out of that. Right? They made a yontif out of it. One minute. Well, we're going to get to the third of Tishrei because it's also Tzom Gedalia.
Right.
So we're going to get to that in a minute. Now that's not the question. The question is like this. V'i slaka daitach. Batel Megillas Tainis. So 1 second. Megillas Tainis is batel. So kamaisa batel. Ach b'niyatzim osifin. What, the old ones are batel. Now they're making new things? They're making new gezeiras, new Yom Tovim. It's bottled already. Now, v'chid hacham ayiskinon. Now, kind of question with that. Hacham ayiskinon is man beis mikdash kayim. No, they made this, and the beis mikdash was still standing, which makes perfect sense because it was during the times of the chashmonayim. So that's why they made this gzeira. The base of Israel is still standing. Not a kasha. And 1 second. If the base of Mikdash was still standing, what are they Gimel Tishrei is already special. Why is it already special? Because it's Tzom Gedalia. And during the Beit HaMikdash, it was called Yadav Gedalia. V'teipaglei, t'havi le'yom sh'nerev bo Gedalia ben Achikam. 1 second. This is the day, the third of Tishrei is the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. And by the way, there's a dispute out there, or some say who's really killed Rosh Hashanah, but since he can't fast Rosh Hashanah, they pushed it off to Gimel. Okay, the Gemara says black and white. It was the day he was killed. Not the day it celebrated. The day he was killed. Maybe you can make a deal like that. I don't know. Anyway, it's the day that Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. So anyway, it's a Yontif. That's the Gemara's question. Anyway, it's a Yontif. Amar Rav, you're right. It's a Yontif because he was killed. And we said that during the second Beis HaMikdash, all those fast days turned into holidays. Why are we making another holiday the same day? That's because, L'nitzricha El Eser Es Shalofanov. Because we wanted to Aser fasting the day before. Because since these days are made up by circumstances, different things happened, whatever happened, different ideas, right? Different things happened. They wanted to give them some teeth. Not only can you not fast on a day with these Yom Tovim, you can't even fast the day before. Like Erev, the special day, you can't even fast then. What? We're going to ask that in a minute. We wanted to give some chizuk, some teeth, so we can't even fast the day before. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, forget that question. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute, but anyway, it was a day of Gedalia ben Achikam. So what do you mean? Anyway, you couldn't fast the day before. But if you make another yontif not to fast the day before, anyway, you couldn't fast the day before. It's some Gedalia. You understand what the Gemara answered? We wanted to give it some teeth, so we gave another holiday, now you can't fast on Beis. So the Gemara says, Shalofanov? What do you mean the day before? Nami teipaklei da'avi le'yom shal achar Rosh Chodesh. It's the day after Rosh Chodesh. Even if you want to tell him Rosh Hashanah is only one day. So it's still the day after Rosh Chodesh. And by the way, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi of Lo Nitzricha. It's in the third wide line. Ha, the Hadar, Kavua, the Megillas, Tainis, Aldovarzeh. Why do we make another Yontif on Megillas Tainis? Ella, Lesar, Eshmol, Gamhu Tainis. To Aser the day before, also a Tainis. Kida Amrina Lekame, Hayamam Ha'ela Haksuvim, the Megillah, Haib, those days you can't fast, Ulifnehem, and the day before, Ula Acharehem, and the day after, Asur Rezatzah. So if we make a day, you can't fast the day before, and you can't fast the day after. Gimel Tishrei, for whatever reason, the Gemara is going to say in a minute, there was no thing about fasting the day before. So we made a new Yontif. Now you can't fast on Beis. Beis is the day after Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, L'chora, you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. So you can't fast the day after Rosh Chodesh either. Right? What's the Gemara's question? What about Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara answers, no. Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. Rosh Chodesh is a Daraisa. But Daraisa lo boi chizek. Daraisa does not need chizek. So you're allowed to fast on Beis. What's the reason why they gave these fast days some teeth? Because they wanted people to keep them. Another yontif today. What could go on with these yom tovim, right? Let's go and think about us now. Everything's a yontif with you people. So we had too many more yom tovim there were. So people were going to start ignoring them. Not only can you not ignore them, even the day before, and even the day after. You have to hold them special. Let's say someone has a yard set they want to fit. No, you can't. It's a special day. That already meant something. Huh? No, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's a separate thing. You'll see. No, so the Gemara just answered. If it's Rosh Chodesh, then you're allowed to fast the day before and the day after. Why? Who's going to mess around with Rosh Chodesh? Who's going to be little Rosh Chodesh? No one's going to be little. That's in the Torah. This is not some made-up yontif that everyone's going to laugh at. No. This is the Torah. So you could fast on Beis Tishrei. And people, like she had said, people fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. By the way, every Erev Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. Right, it's a special day. It's a special day. So that wasn't a problem. So you want to fast on Beis Tishrei, assuming it's not Rosh Hashanah? It's no problem. Now I came up with a new thing. No. Gimel Tishrei, by the way, is a special day. It's the day when they got rid of that crazy gzeira about putting Hashem's name into shtaros, and therefore you can't fast on Beis. I couldn't fast on Beis anyway.
Why not?
Huh?
Why?
Because what?
Why can't you fast on Beis?
Why couldn't you? Yeah. So first we thought it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So that's not an answer.
Well, we have a low-light, you can't fast the day after Rosh Chodesh.
We just said that you can't fast the day before or the day after any day in Megillah's Tinus.
Rosh Chodesh in Megillah's
Tinus? No, but it's more, it's even better than that. It's in the Torah. So that you can fast, and these ones you can't? It's exactly. Because that's in the Torah. We don't have to worry anyone's going to belittle it. You can fast the day before and the day after. You 100%. These Megillah's Tinus are much more fleeting. They're much more open to being people belittling them. And they made it clear where you can't fast the day before and the day after. Now, 1 second. The question is obvious now. What about the fact that it was Tom Gedalia? So how does that allow you to fast the day before? Anyway, you couldn't fast the day before. Why do we need another reason? Anyway, you can't fast the day before. So what? Why? Because it's in Megillah's Tinus.
Gimel.
So you couldn't fast on base.
Because the day
Rosh Hashanah. It's a day. No, not Rosh Hashanah. It's a day.
No.
Saying Rosh Hashanah one day, let's say.
But
let's say it was. No, it was. We can see it on base. Let's say it was. So on base, how can you fast on base? It's the day after Rosh Hashanah.
It's Ruchag.
So the Gemara answers. It says that's a Doraisa. We're not afraid of Doraisa. You can face the day after Doraisa. You see what's going on here? What? No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Aleph is Rosh Hashanah / Rosh Chodesh. Can you fast before that? The day before that?
No.
Yes. Yes, you can fast the day before. Why? There was a rule. Any day in Megillah's Tinus, you cannot fast the day before, you cannot fast the day after. If it's in Megillah's Tinus, was Tzom Gedalia in Megillah's Tinus? Yes. Was this other Gimel Tishrei about getting rid of the Gzeir, about not putting Hashem's hand in Sharos, was that in Megillah's Tinus? Yes, they both were. So the Gemara asks, what do you need two reasons for the same day? So the Gemara answers, Ta'aser fasting the day before and the day after. Which you can't do. So the Gemara asks, what do I need that reason for? It's the day before, it's the day after Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara answers, well, Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah is a Da'araisa. There was never a din you can't fast the day before or the day after a Da'araisa. Why not? Because no one's going to belittle them. We're afraid people are going to belittle these little minor Yomim Tovim. So to combat that, they said, they gave it teeth, and they said you can't even fast the day before, and you can't even fast the day after. So imagine, there are people still even today, they fast the day, like I said, they fast on the yard side. So they wouldn't be able to fast that day. It's a yontif. It's only the day before. Yeah, we want to give it some teeth. You can't even fast. Right? Most people don't like fasting. Most people don't want to. This didn't affect 99% of people. Okay? So far, so good? Okay, now the Gemara, the Tanya, Hayamim ha'elu ha'ksuv v'Megillas Tainus, any day in Megillas Tainus, Oser in Bein Lefnei and Bein Lachrayim. Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, what about Shabbos and Yontif? Haim Oser, they're Oser, Lefnei Lachrayim mutarin. Those are mutar. You want to fast on a Friday? You could. You want to fast on a Sunday? You could. You want to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah? You could. The day after? You also could. This assumes that Rosh Hashanah was only one day. Otherwise, this Gemara doesn't make any sense. How does that work? I don't know. But that's what we're assuming. My hafish ben zelzeh. What's the difference between daraisas and the rabbanans? Halalu divrei Torah ve'ein divrei Torah tzvichin chizik. Halalu divrei sofrim ve'divrei sofrim tzvichin chizik. That's why they're made up by the rabbis. Now, 1 second. If Gimel Tishrei was anyway Tzom Gedalia, which anyway is a yontif, then anyway you couldn't fast on Beis Tishrei. Why do we need a second reason? It's the day before Gimel. Anyway, you can't fast on Beis. You hear that question? Anyone understand that question? The Gemara answers. I'm Rav Ashi. No. Gedalia ben Achikam divrei Kabbalah. But he's in Navi. The divrei Kabbalah divrei Torah dami. That's like Torah. No one's going to belittle that. Why? Because you read about him in Navi. So therefore, it has a little bit of a more has its own teeth. We don't have to answer it. So we didn't answer Beis. Now, he came up with a new yontif, and then we asked for days also.
Right, I hear,
but at least his story's there. His story's there, at least, so at least some, there's some, listen.
I know, I know.
He's in Tanakh. That's a little bit. Everyone treats it a little bit on a higher pedestal, and we're not afraid of anyone saying, "Ah, that's kind of." So, what kind of yontif is that? Right? No, it's in the Navi. Okay.
So it's Purim.
What?
So it's Purim.
Right. So why are you fasting on the day before Purim? We're going to have to talk about that in a bit. What? How can you fast on the day before? What? That's not. No. That's not. We'll see. You'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute. It's no one's going to like the answer. No one's going to. How could they set it up like that? You'll see. There's two answers to that question. Neither answer you're going to like. Masiv Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Rav Tuvi Bar Masna had another kasha. What's the premise now? The premise is that Megillah of Tanis is batal. Batal, no more, it's gone. So Be'ezim V'tamnia, Bey, on the 28th day of Adar, Itas Besurt Tov De L'Yudai. Good news came to the Jews. Good news. On the 28th, by the way, they sell Megillah, you can buy it. I'm not sure it's a full version of it, but you can buy it in this farm store. Some farm stores sell it. It's a very fascinating sefer. It's a little thing, it's not that big. And all these strange days in there when they would have little minor holidays, most of them we don't know, most of them, they're in the sefer, no one knows what they are, and they're very interesting. And it's interesting, like history, what special things happened, things far less than getting back, Yerushalayim, right? Far less than the Midianites have had it. No fast. I don't know. Did they say halal? I don't know. I don't know what the details of what it meant. They didn't fast.
It's just historical.
What?
It's just historical.
Yeah, it's just a list.
And how did he get included on that list? Who made the decision?
There must have been a rabbi and a bezdin, and exactly. Like here, we're gonna have a story.
You have to talk to the Gemara. They were adding to it.
Not that the Gemara. The Beis Hamikdash. Right. It's just adding to it.
On whose authority?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sanhedrin would add to it?
Yeah. What? Far less things than that, and then maybe I'm out of it. Far less. No, I'm just saying. Far less things. And by the way, all throughout the Middle Ages, the individual towns would have their own special Purims.
Yep.
They called them Purims. Okay. Anyway. These are days, this day, the 28th day of Adar, Delo Ya'adun Ma'araita. It's not in the Torah. What happened? Shagazir Malchus Gzeira, the kingdom, whatever it was, made a decree. They asked for three things. Shol Ya'asku B'Torah, can't learn Torah. Shol Ya'amolo Espenayim, you can't know Bismillah. And Shi'echalu Shabbosos. You're not allowed to rest on Shabbos. That's terrible. Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shamua, what Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaver do, what they do. Halchu v'natlu Eita Matronisa Achat, they went to some matronly woman. Shakal Gadoli Roman between Etla. Every nobleman in Rome was spent time by her. She knew all the gossip, right? She knew all the gossip. She knew all the politics. So they went to her. What should we do? So Amr Lahem, Bo Vazginu Balila, go cry out at night. I don't know why she had to tell them that she didn't even tell anything that they couldn't have done on their own. Anyway, Halchu Vazginu Balila, they went and cried out at night. Amr, they said, Ishamayim, by heaven, Lo Achikam Anachnu, aren't we your brothers? Don't we have the same? Aren't we brothers? You and I, Rome, you, Roman Jew, you're Esav, we're Yaakov, we're brothers. Lo b'nei av echad anachnu. Don't we come from the same father? Lo b'nei em echad anachnu. Don't we come from the same mother? Yitzchak and Rivka were our parents. What's going on over here? That the Marsha says that each one of these three statements was connected in one of the three gzeiras. I don't know how they fit. Right? I don't know how exactly they fit. Torah, Mila, and Shabbos to brothers Yaakov and Rivka. Yitzchak and Rivka. I don't know how they fit. Anyway. Why are you singling us out to give us bad gzeiras? And you know what? Bethlehem, they took them away. That worked. They took the gzeiras away. They made a yontif out of that day. Kolon Torah again. It's a big yontif. Now, Vizalka Daitach Megillah Tainas, if you want to tell me that the whole thing is bottle, so Kamaisa bottle Achrina Mosifin, what? It was very bottle. They're adding on new days. Now, you want to tell me V'chi Dei B'hach Anami B'smash B'zash Kayim? You want to tell me the Beis HaMikdash was alive now? It was still standing in the Beis HaMikdash? It's impossible. Why? For her, who is this Yehuda Ben Shamua? Who is he? He's Talmido Shor Remeir. He was a Talmud of Remeir. Remeir Basar Hachihavi. He lived after the Chorban Abayis. It couldn't be. It's impossible. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Basar Chorban Abayis. Kama Doros. Many Doros. How many Doros?
100.
100 is many Doros. Anyway, he says, what the ha? Listen to this history of Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Charev Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was alive. Right? Everyone knows that. Rabbi Lazar Talmidu Haya, Rabbi Eliezer was his Talmid, Rabbi Akiva Talmidu Shabbat Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, right? Kedamrin Bahashili Abra Misos, right? Remeir Talmidu Shabbat Akiva. And Remeir was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who survived when all of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. Kedamrin Bahar Kama de Erevin, Kal Makam Shatamoti Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Armar Talmud Echlef, and Rabbi Akiva, and Ela Remeir. And this person was a Talmud of him. So there's no way this could have been the second base of Israel standing. Couldn't be. It's impossible. Right? It's impossible. So what's pshat? So it's a kasha. It's bottle, and now they make new things. Obviously, it was never bottle. Once it's bottle, then they make new yontifs. So it was never bottle. The kasha on him, who said it was bottle. It's going to be a very strong question. The question is going to be so strong that we're going to have to say it's the Machalakas Tanayim. Because there's no way out of this question. Now, we're just going to prove that this Remeir, that this person of Yehuda ben Shemua was in fact a Talmud of Remeir. How do you know that? Ditnan, because we have a mission that says like this. Kli zechuchis. Let's say you have a glass kli. It's Hilchas Tumah, but it's easy. You have a glass kli, and it became Tameh. And then it broke. So we have a rule. We have a rule that any broken kli, the Tumah goes away. How does that happen? It's magic. It's not a kli. Only Caleb can become Tameh, not broken Caleb. What if you fix it? What if you fix it? So it depends. It depends on what the kli is made out of. So here we go. Kli zechuchis shenikvu broke. Now normally, if you fix it, normally it would not become tummy anymore. Why? It's considered a brand new kli. However, kli zechuchis shenikvu, a kli zechuchis broke, v'hitif l'tochon aver. And then you mix it with aver is lead, which is considered metal. You fix the kli with metal. Amar b'shem ben Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shemua, metame mishum Reb Meir. Yehuda ben Shemua said in the name of Reb Meir, his Rebbe, we got to do the Rashi on the bottom, we said in the name of Reb Meir, his Rebbe, that what? That the kli, the tumor went back. What did it touch? Nothing. The tumor went back. Why? Because look at Rashi. Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Lomari says, Shechazru l'tumasa nishana. The old tumah revives. Afal pish lo nagu shuv tumah. Even though this kli didn't touch anything else, the old tumah comes back. How could that work? Afal pish ein kli zechuchis chozim lo tumas on yishana. Even though normally glass kalim do not return to their tumah. Kida amar beperakama de Shabbos shelo gazru chazeres tumah yishana ela kli mateches. They only made this din on metal. The whole complicated reason why they made it on metal. Doesn't have to go into it. What? I know, but if a metal kli breaks and you fix it, the tumah returns. No other kli. Yeah, only metal. Right. Only metal emits a zera. Only metal. Nothing else. It's the whole reason why. Only metal. Anyway, here it's glass, but I used metal to fix it. So therefore, hani nami hol ha'eva shemamido kli mateches dummy. Since I supported the whole kli now is supported by this metal. Everything goes into the support. So since I'm supporting it with the metal. It's as if it's a metal kli now, even though it's 98% or 90% glass and 10% metal. Still, that 10% makes the whole kli stand. Therefore, that's what he said. The whole point is that he was his Talmud. Right? And by the way, the Chacham Matarin. The Chacham say it's tar. Fine. Why? Because we don't go after the Maimon. Okay? That's all good. So what do you see? He was his Talmud. So he can't give me an answer that it was after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That it was the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. Can't be, it's impossible. He was a Talmud of a mayor. It's long after the destruction.
Why are they using that as the example? If you think about the four people that are arguing, all four lived after Aharon, or at least on the border.
No, but right.
So they knew what happened already, didn't they?
Yeah.
So.
Right. No, the Who's this Yehuda ben Shemua? Where'd he come from?
Yeah, we don't know who he is.
What?
Yeah, we know. The original arguments are from Amorim. Or at least.
Right, so what did Yehuda ben Shemua do when he heard this Zera? What did he do, this guy? He went to the gossiper in Rome. What do I do with this? Well, what's gonna make it work for them? Right, what's gonna make this go away? She said, let me tell you what to do. So who is this person? Yehuda ben Shemua. He's someone who lived way after the destruction. Don't give me an answer. No, this was still by the destruction. So what do you see from here? It can't be that Megillah's Tainus was bottled. Because they wouldn't make new things now.
That's why he's here.
Why do we bring a riot from some Tumah issue?
No, we're going to bring a riot from him.
The original people having the argument.
Who are they? Rav and Rabbi Chanina?
Yeah.
And who are they arguing with?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan, right. They all lived after the destruction. Oh, so they were arguing about it. How did they argue about something with it?
If he said he did it.
Who said?
I don't know which ones.
Rav and Rabbi Chanina said that Begil's Tanis is bottle. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not bottle.
That means Rabbi Yochanan actually helped him.
Right. Right, so in his shul, there was a calendar and he couldn't fast.
No, I mean, Eretz Yisrael helped him.
Right.
Interesting.
Anyway, I hear you. It's a good point. I don't know. Anyway, Tanoihi. The only answer is it's a machlokes of Tanoim. The Tanya. Hayom Eilu Aksuvim Begilas Tainus. Bein Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bein Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Asurin. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, no. Begilas Tainus is still around. Doesn't matter. Therefore, according to this, you can make new. Might as well make new ones also. Rabbi Yossi Omar, no. Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurin. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there were days you were not allowed to fast. But why? They were Yom Tovim. The Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, if the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Mutarin, it's Mutter, Mipnei, She'evel Hu Lehem. Now it's a Tzara, it's an Evel, it's an Avelis. The Hilchasa, the Halacha is, Butlu. Bill Megillah's Tanis is Butlu. The Hilchasa, Lo Butlu. The Halacha is, Megillah's Tanis is not Butlu. Doesn't make any sense. Kasha, Hilchasa, that's inconsistent. Lo Kasha, it's not a problem. Khan Bechanaka Bepurim, Khan Beshar Yamin. Chanukah and Purim still around, everything else is gone. That's how we paskin. There's no other. So, you can't fast today for your mother's yahrzeit. It's one of the days that. No, I'm allowed to. I'm told. Chanukah and Purim, you're not allowed to fast.
What? Purim is in Tanakh. What do you
mean? I hear you. It's a good question. Anyway, so if Purim and Chanukah are still around, how could you fast on the day before Purim? So, you guys suggested before it was set up that way. Why would they set up a yontif that violates their own rules? So there's two answers to that. I heard two answers. One answer is over here. I never heard this answer. The standard answer is because Tainus. It's a hard answer. Tainus Esther is not a Tainus Shel Avelis. It's a Tainus of going to a war. It's a whole different type of Tainus.
It's part of the Nace.
Some say it's part of the Nace. There's a Soloveitchik set that says somewhere you may Purim includes Tainus Esther. It's a whole Lundish thing. It's not Pashup Shot at all.
But it took place on Pesach. Wasn't there a Purim?
What?
Wasn't there a Purim
at this place? That's another Kasha, right? He gives an answer like this. He gives the answer here. The Ritva, Rishon, gives the following answer. Since really 99% of Megillah's Tainus was Batal, the only thing that's still around are two Yom Tovim. Since they're also Mavatal the day, the day before and the day after you can't fast. That's why the day before you could. And the day after you also could. You want to fast the day after Hanukkah, you're allowed to. You hear that?
Can't fast Shushan Purim?
What? No, so Shushan Purim, because it's still Purim. But you want to fast the day after that, you're allowed to. And the day before, we do it. It's called Tainus Esther. That's the answer that the Brat says.
Purim doesn't need teeth because it's in Tanakh.
What?
The same answer as in before. Purim doesn't need teeth.
Right here, it's in Tanakh. Okay. Next. Then we said, Al Elul when they were Rosh Hashanah, they would go out, guys would go out to tell people when, this is hard Gemara because it's not logistically, it's not going to make any sense. Guys would go out on after Rosh Chodesh Elul to tell people when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, for what reason? What? Right, for Rosh Hashanah. But Al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas Amodos. And on Tishrei again, they'd go out for what? For the Yom Tov. So it doesn't make any sense. What are they going out? What are they going twice for? Right? If we know when Rosh Hashanah is, we know when Sukkot is.
Right.
So what are they going out again for? So Kivan Denafkule Elul. Once they're going out in Elul, at Tishrei Lama Luhu. Why are they going out in Tishrei? V'chi Tema. You want to tell me Dilma Ibrul Elul? Maybe Elul was going to be a full month. It was going to be an extra day because the standard El was 29 days. Maybe El is going to be 30 days. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana, Amar Rav, Miyamos, Edz of Eilich, Lomotzina El Mover. That never happened. El is never full. So the Gemara answers, well, Lomotzina Dulo Itzrich. It never happened because we never had to happen. Ha Itzrich. But if it had to happen, Mabrin and Leh, we would make it a full month. Why does it have to happen? So we're going to learn later in the week. It's actually tomorrow. that they never wanted Rosh, they never wanted Rosh, Yom Kippur to be a Friday or a Sunday. Why? Because they'll have 2 days in a row where you can't bury anybody, and 2 days in a row where the vegetables are going to rot. So for those two reasons, they never wanted it to happen. So when the Eidim would come, it's tomorrow's daf. When the Eidim would come, what's today? Today's a Tuesday. What does that mean for Yom Kippur? What's it going to be? All right, no problem. Otherwise, they'd lock him in a room and tell him to come back tomorrow. Because they didn't want it to happen. So they, what? The stack is that. Exactly. They have the whole country. I didn't even allowed to do that. How can they even do such a thing? What? No, no. What do you mean? If Sukkot was a Friday, they didn't care. Because you're allowed to, second day on, if you're allowed to use it, ask the guy. Not Yom Kippur. So they didn't want Yom Kippur and Shabbos back to back. Either way, either for Mason or for vegetables. But the Gemara is going to talk about it tomorrow. So therefore, if there was a Torah, it's only happened to me, it never happened. Coincidentally, since Ezra, it never happened that they had to do that. But if they did have to do it, they would do it. So that's not an answer. Don't tell me it never happened. Therefore what? So that would happen. So 1 second. If that would happen, Hamakalkal Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be a terrible kilkel for Rosh Hashanah. No one's going to know that. You tell me like this. You're going out in the middle of Elul. By the way, Rosh Chodesh Elul was on Tuesday. And some guy's living in Bavel. Thank you so much. Then what happens 2 weeks later? 3 weeks later? Then Ma'av of the month. So everybody's Rosh Hashanah was a day off. Right? So what kind of thing is that? Maybe Makalka Rosh Hashanah for everybody. Nobody was expecting that. If you never do it, then everyone can take it to the bank. Right? But if you do it once in a blue moon, all right, it never happened. But if it would happen, you would do it. Why? So Shabbat shouldn't come out back to back from Yom Kippur. Look what you're doing to Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's going to have the wrong day of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, you know what? I don't care. Mutaf tekalkal Rosh Hashanah. I'd rather have Rosh Hashanah off. Shlot tekalkal kulu modos. And all the modos shouldn't be messed up. That means that Yom Kippur should not be on a Friday or a Sunday. Rosh Hashanah, I don't care. Dekanami, I'll prove to you that's right. What does the Mishnah say? Al Tishrei? It doesn't say because of the Moedos. It says, B'nei Takonas HaMoedos. Not because of the Yontifs. It's because to make sure that it fits in nice and good with Mesim and vegetables. Shmamina, you're right. That's why they would go out again. But what are they going out for? The problem is by the time they leave, it's too late. By the way, you celebrate Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. Good Yontif, right? What kind of thing is that?
How would they go on Tishrei anyway?
They would leave the day after. They would leave after Rosh Hashanah.
No,
so at least
Yom
Kippur.
Get back and let everybody know if
Tishrei. If so, Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to. Rosh Hashanah, nobody's going to know. Right. They're not going to know. At least for your Sukkot, at least something they'll know.
So there's not enough time.
Huh?
There's not enough time.
I know.
Because they will leave on the third day.
And they
have 1 week then.
I know.
For everybody to know when Yom Kippur.
I know.
Can reach it.
Okay, we have 5 minutes to do the next Gemara. It's not hard Gemara. Now, the one thing that's hard which I don't understand. Val Kislev b'nei Chanukah, Val Adar b'nei Purim. Right? V'ilu nis'abra Hashana. But what if it's a leap year? Yotzin afal Adar Sheni b'nei Purim lo katani. That it doesn't say. It doesn't say that. Now, Masnizu d'lo k'Rebbe. Our Mishnah can't be like Rebbe. Why? D'tanya. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, in this Abra Hashanah, Yotin Afal Adar Sheni, but they pour him. He said, no, of course send him out again. Adar Sheni, 100%. Lema b'hakam iflagi. So what are they arguing about? Shamar Savar, our Mishnah held, kol mitzvah no hegis b'sheni no hegis b'rishon. Any mitzvah you do in Adar Rishon is good. So why are you sending out new messengers? No point. I led the Megillah, I had a Suda, I gave a Torah Zavion. I did it all Adar Rishon. It's all good. That's what our Mishnah held. Therefore, we're not sending out anyone again. Umar Savar, Rav held, no. Kol mitzvah no hegis b'sheni, ain't no hegis b'rishon. No, absolutely not. Which is why you have to send them out again. Ask Tosfos, in the Tosfos of Masnitzim Delo, the third to last Tosfos, they have to bomb Kasha. The Im Tomar, 1 second. Ulatana Didan, our Mishnah, who says, if it's an Adar Sheni, we're not sending out anybody. Why not?
You
don't have to. What about Pesach? Since we're not sending anybody out, how are they going to know? We'll add another month. How are they going to know that? They're going to celebrate Pesach on the real Purim. If they made a leap year before Adar, right, then Yichol Lohodiyah Al-Yadei Shluchim Adam. Then when they go out of Adam, by the way, there's going to be another month this year. We're going out, why are we going out now? I don't know. Why are we going out now? In Shvat, they decide, oh, we have to make another Adar. Okay, we'll make another Adar. We send everybody out Adar Rishon to let them know that, by the way, Purim is another Sheni. And this is another leap year, so don't worry about Pesach so much. Aval imi bura acharkach, but if they make the leap year after Purim, which they're allowed to do, in Adar, hechi yadida ma'abrin hashana, kol Adar, or l'chal apachas ad Purim. How are they going to know? You hear the kasha? V'yesh l'amar Tosfos answers, kim v'deshluchim yotzim al Nisan, since they go out on Nisan, anyway, dimimelo yadi shigia Rosh Chodesh, and when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and a few days after that, the ein shluchim yotzim imkein hashana v'beretz. So it's the 10th of Nisan. Where are they? Where are the Edom? Where are the shluchim? Oh, must be there's another Sheni. That's why they're not here yet. They'll be here in a month from now.
Yeah.
It's a difficult answer.
Very
it's such a gamble.
But then they can celebrate Purim.
What?
But Purim,
hey, that's not, they can celebrate Purim. I thought about that also.
Yeah, but Purim's not a Sheni, so...
Right. Well, no, he holds you're Yotzi with Adar Rishon. You're Yotzi with it.
The worst comes to worst, they can get
right, you want to leave a Gilla, so you wouldn't make a bracha. Well, I'm a Gilla again, so why do you have nothing to lose? You want to give an Eid, when I have a Suda, it's all good. Such a difficult day, such a difficult answer, no? So they're sitting around waiting. Are they coming? Oh, they're not coming? Oh, it must be Tazer Shani.
Right.
But
you don't celebrate Purim.
Because maybe you're Yotzi already, according to this. Maybe you're Yotzi in Adar Rishon. He held anything you can do in Adar Rishon is good. You want to cover your bases, then do it again.
Two others, you celebrate Purim on the second one anyway.
No, not according to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah held, you can celebrate the first one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, look, that's not what they're arguing about for another minute. The Kuliyama mitzvot no haggis b'sheni, ain't no haggis b'sheni. No, absolutely not. There's no way that you can do mitzvot on other reason. That's for sure not. They're arguing about an entirely different issue. Ditanya, kama ibur shana. If you add a month, how long is that month? Lamed yom. Rishir ben Gamliel Omer Chodesh. It's 29 days. Chodesh means 29 days. So, in other words, our Mishnah held like Rishir ben Gamliel. I'm sorry. Our Mishnah held the Tanakama. There's no reason to send that new people. Why? Because the leap year was always 30 days. And what did Shir Ben Gamliel hold? The leap year was always 29 days? That's the same issue. You don't need to send anybody out. In other words, what was the answer? The answer was, we'll stop with this answer, our Mishnah held, you know why you don't send anybody out? You know why you don't send anybody out for Adar Sheni? Because Adar Sheni always had 30 days. So everyone knew. And what did the other one hold? That it only had always had 29 days? Everyone also always knew.
Right.
So the answer is, Maishno Lama Diyodi Chodesh Nami Diyodi, the Amr of Papa. No. Manda Amar Chodesh Ratza, Chodesh, Manda Amar Chodesh, Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shloshim. It could be 29 or 30. You would know. If we had to send people out. That's why Rebbe held, you have to send people out Adar Sheni. Because they're not going to know how many days it is. We hold it's always 30. You don't have to send anybody. Everyone knows. They'll count 30 days, it's all good. Rebbe held no. It could be 29, it could be 30, nobody knows.
What do you care? You
have
these.
No, because you have to make sure.
People tell you that when Chodesh was.
That's what he held, they go out and even add it to me, you should know 100% sure. And the Irish held, it's not important. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.